In the town he also bought a camera. Despite the Atibira, people didn't like cameras. I understood that besides certain security restrictions, they simply don't not care about their looks. They are devoid of all vanity, pride or feeling of superiority. I never saw them use a mirror. Satara, with his metaphysic abilities, therefore knew he had bought the camera, so he confiscated it and kept it, but gave it back before the return to Lima on 27 February. Next headline. Last night talks. On the last night at plantation, Palman was allowed to ask Satara all kind of the last questions, as they had now got messages from their home, world, to go home. Late in the book Palman writes, "To me his, Satara's, religious wisdom has become a guiding light for my entire life. It is the reason why I began to write this book as soon as I returned to Lima." Again he warns about the Cancer planet, type, .A Cancer planet is a universe of its own. A universe, because people on such a planet sincerely believe they do not need God. They have advanced technically in such a way that they have created an entirely artificial pattern of life. They have invented the most sensational machines, gadgets, power equipment, artificial food, color, air, even artificial war, machines and chemical weapons, able to destroy their neighbors. Their artificial way of life has made them believe that they are superior to any other civilization in cosmos. But God, Satara said sadly, has given them cancer. Their inventions and creations, my friend said, are not like the Atibi. Ra creations, as they are not working in harmony with God, nature, nor does God, nature work in harmony with them. More than 70% of 5 billion people die of cancer. Still they refuse to believe that cancer is no ordinary sickness. For many years they hope for a cure, a self-made cure against nature. They refuse to believe that God is nature and nature is God. They want to feel superior to cosmophilosophic law, which says, disregarding the laws of nature, is disregarding the laws of God, because God is nature and nature is God. The Atibi, Ra people are very much concerned with this our cancer planet, and he called this planet a total cosmic dropout. Next headline. Life after this contact for Palman. Ludwig Palman later bought a magnificent house in Central America, with outlook to a big lake and the huge and somber San Vicente volcano. Down, seemed to be in El Salvador, not so far from Honduras and Nicaragua. He did that in the intention to write down all in a book about his unbelievable experiences over those years, regarding the people from Itibira. On the second day after I had entered into my private paradise, I got out my typewriter and began to write the story of my adventures with the Itibi, Ryans, from the day that I first met Satara on the Madras Night Express. He felt an obligation to write the book, in spite he knew that probably no one would believe him, and the big likelihood for being ridiculed. Last contact. Car 2 weeks after he had taken over the property on the lake. He was sitting outside writing on the book, when the ring grew hot and was shining in the stone. He knew the Atibi Ra ship was not far away, and began watching. It was January 15, 1569, he, Satara arrived some later. And the sad message was that his sister, Ziti, was dead by an accident. He gave Ludwig a metal symbol of a sculpture, a hand holding the flower of the seven cosmic commandments ... and I shall treasure this last delicate memory of a great woman as the most touching present I ever received in my entire life. He mentioned that this many thousand years old relic was of intercosmic origin and not from his home planet. Next headline. 15 January 1969. This last visit to Palman's house was not so far from the great international airport Ilopnigo, and his ship had been seen by many and the story was in the news the following day. Yes, the spacecraft had silently, and for quite a long time, stayed in an observation position directly over the extensive capital town of San Salvador, exposed to the vision of several hundred thousand people. Also a neighbor of him had seen the landing of the ship by his home. Some more on Itibi Ra and its people. Satara was born in 25 Aug. In Earth year 1720, which is 250 years old when this meeting took place. About same as early 40s on the Earth. Knew his death to be Kyrie 2220. His parents, both biomedical scientists, were still in Kano and lived at Xilox, a nice dwelling by a river. For a term of 7 years, his father was vice president on Itibi Ra. Children stay by their parent until 5, 6 years age. Then on an education system on special centers. They are home in holidays. All the system is on love, kindness and respect. Boys and girls in same class, as on the outdoor activities as sport. They are also quite natural to nakedness. Higher education starts at Ka 20, on all different subjects as on Earth. Plus what we don't know of here, X. The science of nature in action, the relationship of inter-cosmic science, the science of Zati equals aromatic food processing. More, science of intercosmic religion, science of intercosmic development equals attachment of neighboring planets, etc. Some get special education they call FATEX. They followed a special leadership course that would enable them to hold high office on any one of the 5 Itibira planets that form their planetary system. This was a vast education program for students, but they were helped by thousands of interplanetary plus intercosmic computers. Sata Ra was 20 years on different education centers. Later Sata Ra joined an intercosmic research team, working mainly over 50 years on intercosmic biological research. In this period, he married several times. Two of his wives belong to the same research team as himself. Next headline. On marriage on Itibi Ra. Usually a marriage break up when their children leaves home at 6 years. Most marriages goes down of boredom. Sata Ra pointed out that irritation between marriage partners could only be avoided by their complete computability. This was scarce though. He said that, long-term unions, were not based on permanent sexual love, for passion cannot bloom eternally. Passion is replaced by friendship and companionship, which are other manifestations of love. Comment, exactly as said in the cosmology of the Danish wise man Martinus, 1890-1981. And he told already in the beginning of the 30ths, in his analysis of the transformation in sympathy centers of developed man, how we are constantly less fitted for living in long-lasting marriages. This because of the real love center in the spiritual part of man is outgrowing the limitation of the old and limited form of marriage. So this civilization, Itibi Ra, are seemingly on this level of collective development, where the growing of their corresponding real, spiritual love centers, split the instinct, out from of old marriage form based on ownership over the partner. And the natural effect of this is today's common divorces and problems in the marriages and the brief falling in love, periods, and similar short marriages. Simply according to the laws of nature, when real and forgiving love outgrow the old possession form. Remark. Continues on the Itibira on this. After 4 women he, Sata Ra, had 3 children. In 1887 he met a woman from the Pentitsayan civilization. And people there are living longer than those of Itibi Radu. Her name was Mitis and was his big and lasting love. They had houses on many places, one of them on Kota Soti, near where his aged parents lived. Mitis still retained her exotic beauty, was possessed of a charming nature, and her love for Sata Ra was as enduring as his for her. They, as a race, had a really free view on sexuality. Yes. It was so free talk about this in the manuscript for the book made out of the conversation with the Itibi Ra people, that the publisher of his book advised him not to take that in, he writes. Headline. The Cosmic Ring, their society, was a cooperation of 444 civilizations with this ring. But because of the vast distances involved, the Itibi Ra people had not made personal contact to every of these civilizations. But all had the same schools of cosmophilosophy. They have one and only one motherland, which is the whole planet, and only one language. The same law for all. The same universal system for education and social security. Earth, Sata Ra assured me gently, was considered to be an underdeveloped planet, with a warmongering kind of humanity, trying to maintain standards well below those of the average cosmic civilization. The supreme authority of the cosmic ring had decided to keep a watchful eye on the antics of Earth, biding their time until the right moment when, by evolutionary process, Earth would have reached a stage in its development when it could be admitted to full partnership in the cosmic ring. The last chapter is about cosmophilosophy and the Seven Commandments, quotation. A new age is dawning on humanity, that all this has happened a million times before on other planets, and that a new social and political structure shall play an important role within 100 years from now, 1967 to 2067. It is the young people, he mentioned, who shall destroy these spider webs of prejudiced belief. The Atibira people have many festivals under a year, for example, at the festival of Us, the Atibira people celebrate the human progress and devolution, over the necessity to attack. We have come closer to God, and no longer do we need to attack in order to eat. The main festival of vegetarian belief. During this festival, the finest food of vegetative origin are offered, and people invite their friends and relatives to these banquets. If you come to think about it, our friends have made a wonderful thing out of the fundamental emotions of normal men, a festival to celebrate not only the sixth and third commandments, but also a higher civilization every year celebrates its victory over brutality and former historical predicaments. The US festival can therefore be considered a triumph over war and superstition, hatred and contempt. A true festival of human evolution. The last of the book treats the spiritual issues, shown under the Seven Commandments of Cosmophilosophy, what the Atibirians have done by uniting their entire planet in one and the same religion with the same festivals and celebrations, is in my opinion, one of the main reasons for their social and political progress. A lot of UFO observations was done in the area in this period, and seemingly it was the Atibira ships captured as examples in the book. Picture text. Stevens and Elders in an exploring journey in 72 into the jungle to find a lost city that the Indians knew of. As an appendix in the ebook from Wendell Stevens, he describes a very plodding exploring journey he did together with his later partner in the MIA investigation, Lee Elders. Together with a team of local, familiar Indians. In October 72, they began this research in the nearly impenetrable jungle, looking for hidden old buildings and like. They traveled by horse and the local known Indians as guides in many days through the jungle, until they saw a top of huge pyramid sticking out above the fog bank in a valley below them. It was immense, actually a shaped mountain. It looked like we could be there by noon, when they saw it in the morning, but it took two more days of heavy crawling to reach it. They had to cross a river and the terrain was hilly, broken and nearly impassable out of the dense vegetation also, deadly, dangerous snakes and spiders. By the pyramid was also a temple, but they could not enter the steep face of a dome without special climbing equipment. He writes that domes are not to be known in pre-civilization South America. They also found a tomb cavity. It was of a clean creamy, white stone that showed no chisel or excavation marks, and could not have been smoothed. There was also another feature there, which may have been vertical landing place in that city, 200 foot in diameter circular platforms, and three of them in cluster, just like the three circular pads used by the Atibirians at their plantations. The natives in this vicinity all reported familiarity with the brothers from the sky, as they call them. We had tried to put together a team to study the city without having to reveal its exact location, a commitment we intended to keep, because we were well aware of what the local government could and would probably do under the circumstances. There was plenty of precedent in the history of the country. A denuncia would be filed, claiming all sovereignty over the land for the state, and the Indians would then be driven off or put on reservation by the state, and the state would take over the Javeria as a federal property. Hundreds of our friends take over the Javeria as federal property. Hundreds of our friends would lose their homes in the process. We had promised not to let that happen. End.